Well, Brendan, Truro and overwhelming winners against Derry yesterday at Celtic Park. They kicked off the championship in very impressive style.
Yeah, I seen everything about it. You know, from start to finish was first class from Truro. Their defensive shape, their ability to break in numbers, their tackling, very composed, you know. And, you know, for two teams in the same division, you would have thought there might have been a closer contest. I think the writing was on the wall, you know, from Derry as the season went on. Barton looked like he got this real passion and pride in the jersey, you know, the wrong way around. He came in probably and injected that bit of, you know, enthusiasm too early, you know. In the McKenna Cup, Derry were flying, putting up big scores, you know, tussled with their own, gave them all they wanted in a couple of games. But that last league game, you know, Derry beat them by 9 points and kicked 14 wides. You kind of think there was so many question marks of Derry going into the game. Could they pull off some, you know, heroic game where, you know, in championship they stepped up and it wasn't to be thrown too professional and, you know, as I say, could have beat them by a lot more in a day.
Yeah, and they settled into it really, really early as well, Brendan.
I just think, you know, you look at the coaching that's going on and the tactical formation. Derry's first two goals were kicked into empty nets in the end and, you know, it was one-on-ones at the back of that. And at the opposite way, Derry never had a goal chance in the first half and any time they get in and around that scored area, thrown at least three, maybe four players back for every Derry player that was attacking. So you just looked, you know, a couple of scores that thrown kicked in the first half, you know, were Ronan O'Neill's point early on. I thought we came around the back of Cavanagh and just kept it over the bars nicely like. That just wasn't happening at the other end of the pitch. So even though Derry kept in touch with some unbelievable kicks, I mean, Mark Lynch and Kilt had two massive points, but that's never going to keep going for the whole of the match. And you know, the goals then were hammer blows. And psychologically, even when Throne went 10, 11 points up, they still got their whole team inside the 45. So their whole focus is, we're going to play to a certain game plan and come break us down. And Derry just hadn't got the means to do it.
Yes, Throne got to an All-Ireland semi-final last year. Was there something else edgier to them this year in what you seen yesterday, Brendan?
Well, possibly, you know, you look at it, Cavanagh, you know, Sean Cavanagh's only player from, say, 2003, that you know, from that great era of Tyrone, you know, that was on the pitch. So, you know, all these lads are fairly new, fairly hungry. I know the likes of, like, Peter Hart's been around a long time, and, like, he's probably waiting to win an Ulster, but the likes of Matty Donnelly's coming of age now, you know, McNamee looks solid, Cal McCarron looks solid. Then up front, it's up front where, you know, everybody's got their defensive shape, and Tyrone's was very good yesterday, but when you break, then you need players. You know, say Ronan O'Neill, their top scorer, father, sister, obviously Sean Cavanagh, McCallisky, Mark Bradley, you know, all top class. And if a player like Darren McCurry, you know, he has an abundance of talent sitting on the bench. You know, it was great they could bring him into the game. And it just shows you what Tyrone have when they're going forward now. They're waiting for those marquee forwards to step up. And I think they have them now.
A lot of people tipping Tyrone to be Ulster champions this year. And certainly they backed that up with a performance yesterday.
Yeah, but I suppose actually hard to be, you know, playing it down as he was after the match, as usual, kind of mantra. But Derry were so poor, it's hard to figure out. Now, everything about Tyrone was right. It's going to be a very good team to beat Tyrone, but that was no test at all yesterday. You know, there just was nothing you could say about Derry. No line of their pitch performed well. You know, even their kick out, you know, I seen Paddy highlighting Paddy Bradley on BBC. One day watched Thomas Malney, and he kicked two straight to Derry men at a vital stage when, after the Tyrone goal. So, you know, there was nothing about Derry, you think, going forward, you would think that there's going to be any danger in the back door. So you'd have to write them off in terms of a challenge to Tyrone. Like, Tyrone are going to have bigger challenges in Ulster, you know, whether it is ourselves or Monaghan. And, you know, that's when I suppose you'll see a real test of them.